家好，欢迎收听今天这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan.
那今天呢，我要和 Dylan 要来教大家一些和 head, 就是和头有关的俚语。当然了，更重要的是 they can be used on a daily basis, 就是它不是偏门的，而是一些在日常生活里的每一天都可以用的一些短语。
Okay, sounds good. That would have never entered my head.
That's a good one. 就马上用到了我们要讲的第一个叫做 something enters one's head.其实它的意思比较明显了，对不对？就什么东西进入了某人的脑子，所以就是你想到了什么样的事情。
So if something enters my head, that means I'm thinking about it. Like it's in my mind or my brain right now.
对，那如果你讲说 something never entered my head, 就是 I've never thought about it. 就是我从来都没有想到过这个事情哎。那今天呢要和大家聊这些和 head 有关的俚语，如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎大家微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。 Okay, let's get our heads on straight and continue.
You know, Kara, sometimes you can have such a big head.
I know, but it's much better than being so thick-headed like you.
Oh, sweet Kara. You know, I think you are in over your head on this one
I think you're off your head now, Dylan.
Oh, on the contrary. I could do this standing on my head.
Okay, okay, you win, Dylan. Don't let it go to your head.
I won't. Don't worry.
Oh, get your head out of the clouds.
I think it's time to make like a baby and head out.
Okay, okay, let's bring this to a head. 那刚刚这一段呢是一段假装的吵架啊。接下来呢我们就来一个接一个给大家解释刚刚出现那些 head 短语都是什么意思。
And to get your head on straight means to focus and don't panic.
那么第一个短语呢 get one's head on straight, 意思就是 focus, 集中注意力，或者有的时候也可以表示 don't panic, 就是不要害怕，集中注意力的意思。
The next one was a big head, okay? So a big head refers to how smart you think you are. So Kara thinks she's so smart.She has such a big head.
我想要骂人，但是我要忍住。那这个 a big head 就是指某人非常非常的自大。比如说 ，You are such a big head, Dylan.
Yeah, sure. The next head idiom we used is thick-headed. Okay, so if someone is thick-headed, it's really hard for them to change their mind. Nothing gets into their head. No new information.
是非常的 stubborn 吗
？Yeah, stubborn.
哦，会可不可以表示 silly 啊
？No.
就是 stubborn.
Yeah.
那这个 thick 就是平时我们讲厚的那个词 thick, 然后 headed 中间会有一个连字符连起来，它是一个形容词，表示非常固执的，非常不拐弯的人。
And then we moved on to in over your head. It means that you're in over your head in water, so you're going to drown if you continue this way. It's something that's above you.
那所以这个短语的意思呢，就是形容，比如说你遇到了某一些对你来说非常难的事情，在你的能力范围之外的事情，或者说一些你觉得并没有做足充分准备的事情，都可以讲you were in over your head on something.
Exactly. The next one we're going to talk about is off your head.Or meaning someone is crazy or 神经病啊。
神经病啊，或者你喝醉了吧。
Yeah.
所以你可以讲 someone is off their head. 意思就是说他好像就是表现得不太正常，好像喝醉了或者发疯了一样。
And the one I mentioned was standing on your head. So if I can do something standing on my head, it means I can do it very easily. It comes second nature to me.
Standing on my head 是不是还可以表示倒立啊。
Yeah.
所以如果你讲说你可以做什么事情 standing on your head, 就是表示你可以非常非常轻松的做这件事情，就是那个事情对你来说是 a piece of cake.
Yeah, yeah, very, very simple. And the next one we mentioned is go to your head, which means it gives you a sense of arrogance or an inflated ego, meaning like you think you're better than someone or you know it all already.
所以我们通常都是讲说 don't let it go to your head.
Exactly.
就是不要这样子，不要骄傲自满，不要自大。比如说，给我们造一个句子呗。
And to use this in an example sentence, I would say, "You did a good job on this project, Kara, but don't let that go to your head."
意思就是说，哎，你这一次这个项目做得不错啊，但是呢，不要骄傲，不要自满。
Okay, the next one we talked about was having your head in the clouds.
Okay. 什么意思呢
？So if your heads are in, if your head is in the clouds, you can't see anything on the ground.So you can't see anything near you. You're kind of ignorant and ignoring all the things around you.
Ah, 所以就是什么？就是 unfocused.
Unfocused, yeah, that could be a synonym for it.
就是注意力不集中，因为你的 head out of the clouds, 所以就是你看不到身边所有的事情，就是注意力不集中，或者说不现实 unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, like come back down to earth.
哦，就是脚踏实地一点，不要老是想一些有的没的的事情。
And when I said make like a baby and head out, refers to how a baby is born with their head first. Yeah. And it just means to leave a place.
就是离开某地的意思。那最后这个 let's bring something to a head.
Yeah, bring something to a head means to have an ending or a closure to something.
就 put something to an end.
Yeah.
就是结束某事，给某事画上句号的意思。
So to use this in a example sentence, I could say, let's bring this meeting to a head and get out of here.
就是我们结束这次会议，然后走吧。
Yeah, it means 走吧, it's the same.
对。
So let's go over a few that we didn't mention. So the first one I want to talk about is to scratch your head, okay?
对, so, 其实,你说。
So to scratch your head means 我不知道了, it means you don't know.
对,因为当你不知道什么事情的时候,你做思考状的时候,你就会抓头挠头,就 scratch your head.
Yeah. And if I want to say, I'm going to hit the head, it means I'm going to go to the bathroom or the restroom.
这个非常有趣,因为我们经常讲 hit the 什么什么,那这里 hit the head 就可以表示 要上卫生间。
Yep. And the last one we're going to talk about is an airhead, okay?
Air 就是空气那个 air.
Sometimes Kara can be such an airhead.
No. Sometimes it can be such a shithead.
It's true. You guys know.
好，我给大家解释一下，这个 airhead 呢，就是说你的脑子里面什么都没有，就只有 air， 只有空气，所以就是表示你的脑子空空荡荡的，你是一个非常笨的人。另外呢，如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话，我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目，叫做英文口语急救包，大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了。同时呢，早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外，我们也有精心制作付费的课程，帮助大家更加系统的提高英文。大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字，就可以了解课程详情了。
Okay, guys. Well, thank you for coming to Morning English. This has been your host, Dylan.
Airheaded Dylan.
Okay.
我是卡拉。
And have a good day, guys.
Bye bye.
Airhead Kara.